Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, and here we go. Today, Friday. Now, we have, as you guys know, we're still in the throes of our, or in the thick of, whichever you want to call it. We are in the throes of, and we're in the thick of, what the fuck is that, man? Why is the dig, what the fuck is that? Why is that on, man? Test, 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 test. All right. I got a lot of shit happening here, man. I've got a lot of shit going on here. All right, so it's Thanksgiving Day. This is for Friday. So, you know, I've been at dinner. I've had a couple of pops. Those of you who joined me for our chat, you've seen this before. Margaret, how are you?
I'm fine. I feel no pain.
Yeah, I've had a couple of drinks, too.
We've all drank, and I'm even old enough.
Bullshit.
All right.
That is bullshit, but...
All right, now, we have got... we're going to dig out some Phil Henry Challenge shit. A lot of Phil Henry Challenge shit. Today's voice was Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And... let me get this stuff, man. Real Phil Henry. So, you know, it's just like getting this shit lined up, man. I guess it's good enough here. I have had a bunch of accounts locked because I've got all of these Twitter. I've got all of these Twitter accounts that are character accounts. So what the hell is this behind me, man? This is goofy. What is this, man? Is this a show? This is one of my shows? Oh, you know what this is? This is the show that I recorded. This is the show that I recorded. This is like really, I'm glad we're doing this, but it's, I'm glad we're doing it, you know, but it's like really fucking hard, you know? Okay, so that's, this is General Galen Shaw. This is your move. This is... Wait a second, dude. Both of these are Joey and Tucson? Oh, that's How Dare You. Here is... I like this program, man. This is a great idea. Alan, I love this program. Hey, man, what? Who's this girl? Celine? Hello, Celine. Beautiful girl. Let's see. I'm sorry. Don't mean to flirt with her. Okay, this is day three. All right. Let me see what this is about, man. Let me check this out, man.
Hi, this is Dan Jackson, Phil Henry Show Challenge, day three, Jay Santos. Hi, this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives.
That motherfucker. That's great. Now, this is... Jeff Richards. Jeff, you got to do the voice. Doing Robert Downey. He's doing Robert Downey Jr. here, I found out.
Okay, so here's the reality. Here's the concept. It's coming at you fast. It's coming at you ASAP. It's coming at you pronto.
Dig it. It's funny. It's like, okay. Okay, there's this is the guy who won the General Galen Shaw one. This is Bruce. Is it Bruce Mott?
I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
No, that's not too bad. This is Bruce in Gilbert, Arizona.
Right on. Okay, well, Jay Sanos, how do I get these to roll out in a logical way?
My wife, Margaret.
Oh, that's Alexa, and this is Orek Zott. I forget this guy's name. He actually was a great guy. He sent me his name, but I forgot. Oh, is it still Galen? That's Galen Shaw. That's Galen Shaw. This guy's name is Steve, I think. He messaged me. He said, "Hi, Phil, I'm the Crosstown Vinyl guy. I'm Steve. Here's Jay Sanos.
Citizens Auxiliary Police.
This chap sounds like he's British or something.
Oh, I'm Jay Santos.
This cat is, this is Margaret. That's going way back. This is Jeff Richards. It's still not, it's Willem Dafoe. He's doing Willem Dafoe. What the fuck? Matthew Orff. Now, who do we have here?
Auxiliary police, and I'm here to save lives.
Here's another cat that's
auxiliary police on this thanks.
This is auxiliary police, dude.
Auxiliary police, and I save lives.
Eric Quick. See it, man.
I save lives. I'm Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I save lives.
Right on. Jesse Swanson, I think I've heard this guy.
Auxiliary the police department.
This is
I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Okay, Corinne. This is Jason.
Jay from Phoenix, taking you up on the Phil Hendry Challenge for General Galen Shaw. So, crossing my fingers here.
Okay, dude. Actually, this cat was pretty good.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Right on. And they did, ha, ha, ha. Jeff, this is...
Galen Shaw, your move.
That's Anthony. How do I get the goddamn Jay Sano shit together, man? That's what I'm hoping for here.
I'm General Galen Shaw. You're...
Okay. All right. I guess we're just going to have to fucking do that, man. You know, I'm going to have to, like, go through it and seek out new life and new civilizations, as they say. You know. All right. So that's that. And then the next one we do here. All right. So let's hold on to that. Let's hold on to that. Gotta hold on to this feeling. Gotta hold on to this feeling we got. Gotta hold on to this feeling. Cause I love, love, love you. Gonna blow, blow, blow for you. He said blow for you, not, yeah. All right. Oh, cool. Like a whole, wow, there's a big fist fight going on in, oh, far out, man. A fist fight happening here in yours, mine, and ours with Henry Fonda and Lucille Ball. All right, now, the next one. No, I'm not doing that shit, bitch. Gotta hold on to this feeling. Look at this fucking gif, man. This is really sick. It's Brian Heffern, who's also the Blue Meanie. He's a wrestler, and he's got a chick who's doing some goofy dance, man. It's like she's got epilepsy or something, but I'm sure it's not, you know, I'm sure it's not anything weird or anything. Here's Lisa Loeb. I'm thankful for my family, my dear friends. I think it was kind of cool when I found out that Lisa Loeb was a fan of mine. I mean, I don't know if she is anymore, but she, I met her at this thing, backstage at a show, and she had her picture taken with me. It was the worst picture I've ever taken. This is how I looked. It's even worse than the worst pictures I've ever taken. All right. But she was a very nice lady. All right, let's see. Here we go. Let's check out the Phil Hendry. I just want to line this shit up before I do it, you know? I just want to line it up before I do it, you know? Because what's the point of doing it, you know, if you don't have it fucking lined up, man? Every fucking time I try to do this shit... Hey, you want to watch your language, son? Okay. Leon... Oh, now here's Leanne. Is this JC? It is! Take one, Jason. Let's check out Leanne here now, man. Hold on, hold on. God damn it, I'll get it. They always mute this shit before you can... Hold on, here we go.
I'm Jay Santos of the Auxiliary Police.
Drunk. Drunk.
I'm Jay Santos of the Auxiliary Police.
Drunk. We know that you're drunk. We know that you're drunk.
I'm Jay Santos of the Auxiliary Police.
All right, good going there, girl. There is Baker, but this is yesterday's one that he did for General Shaw. Margaret Gray. I got a whole bunch on Instagram. I got a shit pile of. This is all Jay Sano shit. The beauty of these cannot be overstated. That's my little line there. Check it out, man. Hold the fucking phone, Jack, here.
Hey, Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary...
Hold the fucking phone, bitch!
Oh, I'm Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we save lives.
Good effort, brother. Good effort, man.
Oh, I'm Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we save lives.
Wonka Gramsci. Right on.
And I'm Jay Santos.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Where are you from, Australia? Where's this cat from? I swear he's English, but that could be my not hearing him right or something. He's from fucking Ohio. Oh, wait, it says here, coming soon, Life in Misery, Ohio, a puppet show taking place in the Midwest town of Misery. Oh, yeah, he lives in Missouri, Ohio. It sounded almost like you might, your first accent might have been a little bit. All right, so fine, so groovy, so sue me.
All right, I'm Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Walker Gromsky, obviously his real name. And so we got two from him. There is, I think this chap's name is Steve. I may be fucking that up. That cat is the dude who has Crosstown Vinyl. There is Leanne with her thang. This is a new one from Don Byers. I think this is Jay Santos, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm Jay Santos. I'm Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I don't need to do these right now. I just want to make sure they're lined up. Okay. Oh, shit. All right, so that's groovy. That's a groovy thing, okay? So that's done. I got me, what were we just looking at? Twitter? That ain't it. Where's the Twitter page I was looking at? All right, that's a groove, man. That's a groove. Now, Instagram. Insta-bitch. All I need is Insta-bitch. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. I hate all these fucking late 60s Henry Fonda, Lucille Ball movies because they all had happy endings. And the late 60s for me was a piece of shit. Even though I was in high school and I was young and the world was my oyster and all that, I was still living at home and it sucked fucking ass. It was horrible. Fucking horrible. Really terrible. So every time I see these fucked up movies, they're like a reflection of, you know, the other side of what was actually happening. Hey, that's Tim Matheson, man. The guy that was in Animal House. Oh, now I don't mind it so much. I'm kidding. All right. So, gotta hold on to this feeling. Now, I know I put them all in my story. Where's the goddamn challenge? There is filling your challenge. What's this, Winston? Is that you, dude? Still do- now, this is a Jay Santos one here. This is, I don't know. No, this is.
Woo! Hey, guys. So I saw on Instagram, that's social media place, that Phil Hendry.
So that's our brother Alex and the. The doings of Winston Wimble. There is Dan Jackson, this cat here. Is this, who is this? This is Ditchick.
I'm Jay Santos here. Ikagio is Hulk Hogan. I got my candy bar. Jay Santos is City's Auxiliary Police. It she lives.
Beautiful, man. See, oh, there's Wayne again. Here is Dan. This is a good Jay Santos here. This cat is Nathan Drake cosplay from Mineola, Florida.
Hi, this is Sean Derbyshire for the Phil Hendry Challenge Day 3.
Hi, I'm Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives. You heard me. I'll say again. I repeat, we save lives.
Right on. Everybody's trying to get that swallow the L thing. That's a good touch, man. You got to get that. All right, man. All these cats are doing Galen Shaw. This dude's doing Galen Shaw. Right?
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yeah. This is our brother there from Crosstown Vinyl.
I'm General Galen.
Who's this man? This is.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Oh, Joshua, from Lovetron. Sweet man. All right. Gotta hold on to this feeling. All right, man. So, all right. So that's a groovy thing. So there we are. Instagram. Twitter. God damn it. Don't fuck me up. God damn it. Where are you, man? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Okay. All right. All right. So that's a groovy thing. Now, the next thing we need, I don't know if I should do this now or not. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, why not? We got to set up our, are we rolling, by the way? Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. We got to set up our encore show because we're going to do an encore. And I wanted to find out about Black Friday since the show for today is a Black Friday show. This fucking Anthony Bourdain show, I know, you know, God rest his soul, I don't want to see him carving up another fucking animal that he killed out in the wild so he's groovy for, you know, I killed the animal myself. Okay, so what? Hey, it's cool. If you eat meat, you eat meat. I got no problem. If you're inhumane in the way you slaughter them, you know, all that shit, oh, that's your karma, man. That ain't mine. You know, if you put that animal through horrible fear and physical torment, and thirst and everything else that goes along with being a hunted animal, when these motherfuckers like Ted Cruz, or what's this guy's, well, might as well be Ted Cruz, Ted Nugent, same motherfucker, talks about, you know, he's somehow special because he went out and tortured an animal that he then ate. I don't understand that, man. Explain that one to me, motherfucker. Well, you ate meat from animals that are, whatever, man. You go out and you torture it yourself, so that makes you cooler? You're just as fucked up as anybody else, man. So quit trying to be a fucking hero, okay, to your brain-dead, dumb fuck, goddamn, you know, white male army. All right, now, don't mind me, guys. It's the end of a long goddamn Thanksgiving day. Now, we are here. We're going to log in. What I wanted to look for is Black Friday. That's it. Well, let's do this. I don't know if we're going to find anything that says Black Friday on it in terms of the archives, but we'll see. Then when I'm done here, I'm going back upstairs and finish watching the Walking Dead marathon that I personally am enjoying since I don't eat meat. Anyway, gonna blow for you, cause I love you. All right. Archive. No, don't want the archive. No, not good. No archive, no. Get away from me. Get it away from me. Right. Let's see what we can find here. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not. One entry. How about that? One goddamn entry with the words Black Friday in it. Does that blow your shit away?
Good morning. Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Say good morning, you know.
Sit and stare out at the rain.
One of my favorite Joe Walsh songs.
Back, I was young.
But I'm such a fucking boomer classic rock piece of shit kind of guy.
And the fall,
that's me and Henry Rollins there. Great guy.
And plenty of places to play. I can still hear him calling. Far away. I can hear thunder.
All right.
Far.
Let's see what we have. All right, let's go. Man. I need, did Geraldo Rivera get married or something?
No, that was your little green-skirted friend there.
I don't know. And then you thought...
There's more of the mockery.
Time to pay wall.
No, I...
A little misty.
No, I'm just all...
And if you'll pardon me... And I am just fucking around. I am doing shit that... Frankly, I am stalling. I am all of those things. I am... I'm so funny. I entertain myself. No, it's not. Some people hear that and they think, do you think you're hot shit? I don't think I'm hot shit. When I hear myself being funny, I'm grateful, you know. I don't think everything I say is funny. In fact, I'm the worst goddamn critic I've ever had, and I've always been. I've continuously put myself down. I don't think I'm worthy as a human being. I think I ought to just die, okay? No, I just, it's only recently that I've come into a little bit healthier view of myself, you know? Really. It sounds goofy, but they say of anybody that's achieved success, I know I've what little success I've achieved in my life, this is true. This is what they would tell me, and I didn't experience this until I had a little bit of success. They said successful people believe at some point they're fooling everybody, and that sooner or later they're going to be found out as not being that good, not worthy of their success. And that seems to be so common that it's made its way into the popular psychological thinking that successful people, and I had that, you know, not constantly on my brain, but periodically I'd think, Jesus Christ, these people are paying me to do that. I mean, I'm not that good, you know. I'm not that fucking good. They're going to, it ain't going to be good, man. All right. We have that, we have this, we have that, we have this. Tomorrow is Friday. I believe we do have a promo that we have to read. And we're going to do that right now. I'm going to look it up anyway. And the fall brought an Indian. I miss those guys, man. We were doing looping and, you know, getting all the episodes ready for what you guys will see as the forthcoming season. I guess it's season 4. We're hoping for a 5th season. I don't know. But even if I did, I wouldn't tell you until the show itself released it officially. But, it was just great to be back in the saddle for just a few seconds doing the stuff. Mike Price was there, who's our showrunner. Brian, all the guys there. David, I didn't see you out there, man. David Richardson, who's one of the producers. And Yvette was there, who's our, she's our, you know, overall sort of executive assistant for the show. And some of the writers were there. Got great writers. I was over at Margarita Mix in Hollywood. It's just fun. You know, it's fun to be back, seeing everybody. And I said, well, who's here? I was the only guy working. And I said, Kevin Michael Richardson had just been in. Keith Ferguson had just been in. Keith Ferguson's fucking hysterical. And goddamn, has that guy got he's got some of the best voices. Keith does that clown voice, that roll of the clown voice. I can't even do it. Can't do it. It's perfect. He is a funny guy, man. And Kevin, you know, is a, he got nominated for an Emmy. When that's two years in a row, F is for Family's been nominated for a voiceover Emmy. Mo Collins and then Kevin Michael Rich haven't won yet. Maybe I'll get nominated. Maybe I'll get laminated next year. Not nominated, laminated. And if I do, maybe I'll win. And then I could say, ha, ha, ha. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. You know what I'd do? I'd say, this goes to the whole show. And I'd throw it into a garbage can on my way out the door. That would be a proud and brave thing to do, and they would never invite me back there again, even to empty their waste paper baskets. Now then, so many people in that show deserve it better than me. Debbie Derryberry is the next person to get nominated for a goddamn voiceover Emmy. Give me a fucking break. Jimmy Neutron, man, she's all over. Man, she does everything. She's all over television and films. She's on the show. Let's see what else. Debbie's fantastic. She's so talented. And then there's, I can't even think of, Phil Lamar. Phil Lamar's popped in on occasion. He's not there every week, but, I mean, there's a lot of people, man. Chris. And Chris has got a Twitter account. He does voice coaching. I want to pronounce his last name correctly. It's Chris Edgerly. And Chris has been on The Simpsons, Pathfinder and Apex Legends, Dragons, Riders of Burke, Clarence, Harvey Birdman, Clone Wars, Naruto. He's on Twitch TV, The Edge Voice. That's his handle on Twitch TV. And Chris also does... Oh, what am I saying, man? Trevor Duvall. Christ, that cat's on Guardians of the Galaxy. He does all kinds of shit. Chris does voice acting lessons. You know, he's a teacher. Trevor Duvall, man, he's my brother, man. He and I, when the show first started, he and I did a lot of, you know, talking about the dreams that we would have, you know, the things we wanted to do. How do you spell your name, Trevor? Because I'm obviously fucking it up. What the fuck, bitch? Here he is, Trevor Devallo. Rocket Raccoon, Lego Emperor Palpatine, F is for Family, MLP, The Me, Myself, and Die RPG Show. He does an RPG show on YouTube. You got to look it up. Trevor Duvall, LA. Oh, he's with SBV. He's with the same agency that I have, only he gets a lot of work through them, and I don't get any. Now, I'd like to say I'm fucking around. I'm kidding. Okay, I've only been with them for 2 years. I'm lucky. A lot of people call me. Well, not a lot of people. I'm lucky. Some people call. Well, not some. I'm lucky. One guy called me for a job once. I'm kidding. Actually, Duncan Trussell called me for a job. He wanted a job from me. No, he called last summer. I got to work on Duncan's show. New Duncan Trussell show. Look for it. What's the name of it? I forget. Midnight Can. Well, I better not say. But we did it over Titmouse. And then comes last summer, and the Comic-Con is in, you know, San Diego. So I go down there, and I was very fortunate to be invited to go on the Rick and Morty party boat, man. Yeah, I think, remember, I sent video from that? I actually did a Facebook Live from the party boat. So I'm there. It's a blast. I didn't want to spend 4 whole hours because I don't know why I didn't want to spend 4 whole hours. I didn't know anybody. I was going to get drunk. I was going to wind up getting drunk and embarrassing myself. I was probably going to wind up getting drunk and diving into the water. So the boat did dock to pick up some more people. That was my opportunity to say goodnight to everybody. And as I was leaving, going down the runway, or the gangplank, whatever the fuck they call it, I had to know. My father, you know, I was raised on a boat. But anyway, I'm going down the runway sidewalk thing, and there's a bunch of people waiting to get on the boat. Friends of Justin's, you know, I thought I saw Elizabeth Taylor, but anyway, she's dead. In my mind, I saw Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. And as I was getting off, there was the Titmouse van sitting there. Titmouse is the recording studio where Duncan does the show. And so I walked over to it and I said, hey guys, I'm working with Phil Henry, come on in here. So they grabbed me and dragged me into the Titmouse van. And I posed with, I don't know, what was this goddamn thing I posed with now, man? A sandal or something that is legendary because the dude that developed this sandal also had a legendary show that they produced at Titmouse. So, but they were, their van was there. I got to tell you, that's the fucking way to go. Get a van, fit that motherfucker perfectly. So you got, you know, like beds, couches, shit like that, bar, everything, right? Okay. Not a train, not an airplane, a van. Anybody can afford that. You trip that motherfucking thing out, man. You trick it out, and isn't that the word? And trip it out. Now the whole thing from the back right up to where the guy drives it is just party central, okay? Bar, food, all kinds of shit. You hire a dude to drive it, and now you're living large because wherever you go, you don't want to get there, you know, because you're having a good time. And that's what these cats did. They had their party van, man, and they went down to Comic-Con. I'm thinking I'm going to do the same thing. The Phil Hendry van. That would be, I'm telling you, that's one way to announce yourself. The Phil Hendry van. You know, just Phil Hendry on the side of that goddamn thing. And I'll have pictures of Bobby Dooley and shit. And inside, anything you, what do you want, man? I got what you need, man, you know. And I'll hire just, you know, one of you guys. I'm kidding. Well, I know a lot of, there's a lot of people watching me right now that would love to fucking drive that van, and you got the job, friend. $5 an hour, too. Yeah. You know what I'd pay for that job? I'd pay a $50 an hour as an independent contractor, though, okay? Independent contractor? You have to be an independent. You got to accept a 1099. I'll pay a $50 an hour. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, I just don't know how often you'd work. I'd probably have to hire a professional driver, wouldn't I? Otherwise, I'm going to wind up dead or something. Well, you know. And how much do professional drivers... I bet you they hire out by the gig. So if I say, we're going to Comic-Con for 3 days, where am I going to stay for 3 days? I'm not going to live in the van. That's ridiculous. No, we're going to Comic-Con for one night, man. It's just like a party night. We go, we drive, we cruise, we get fucking hammered at the bars, and we pile our asses back into the fucking van, and boom, we're back home, right? Or we rent a suite of rooms or some shit. What am I doing? How much money am I spending on this? Ridiculous. Well, why Comic-Con? Maybe I got a show I want them to produce. Maybe I have a show idea. Maybe there's big things that, you know. But, yeah, that's what you go down there. You visit the... You park it right in front of the different hotels where everybody's partying. You go down there to the goddamn boat. You go to where all the other vans are parked. People go in, they bar hop, they do their shit. And, yeah. Yeah, sure, that's what you do. All right, it's time now, bitches. Time now to commence, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I like it. No, motherfucker. Where'd that song go? Yeah. That's 12-2. I don't want that motherfucking thing. I don't want that motherfucking thing. I don't want that motherfucking thing. That's 12-2. Y'all, I don't want that motherfucking... Here we are. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. God damn it. No, I don't want that fucking shit. I want to see... What happened to the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.